Section 1. Understanding data and its purpose. What is data? Data is information. In the context of education, data can come in many forms, such as test scores, attendance records, student surveys, and classroom observations. Data can be categorized into quantitative and qualitative data. Quantitative data is numerical, like test scores, attendance rates, or the number of books read. It can be measured and counted. Quantitative data provides a precise and objective measure of a particular variable. Qualitative data is descriptive, such as feedback from students or observations of classroom interactions. It provides rich, detailed information about a particular phenomenon. Qualitative data can help us understand the nuances of human behavior and experience. Both quantitative and qualitative data are important for a complete understanding of a situation. When used together, they can provide a more comprehensive picture. For example, a teacher might use quantitative data from standardized tests to identify students who are struggling with numeracy. Then, they could use qualitative data from classroom observations to understand the specific reasons why these students are struggling. This combined approach can lead to more effective interventions and improved student outcomes. Why is data important in education? Data is a powerful tool for improving teaching and learning. It can be used to identify gaps in learning and achievement. By analyzing data, we can pinpoint areas where students may be struggling. Evaluate the effectiveness of teaching and learning. Data can help us determine whether our teaching strategies are working. Inform decision-making. We can use data to make informed decisions about resource allocation, curriculum planning, and instructional strategies. Data sources in Scottish schools. As a Scottish educator, you have access to a variety of data sources. Some common ones include assessment data. This includes data from assessments like the Scottish National Standardised Assessments, SNSAs, and Scottish Qualifications Authority, SQA, exams. School-based assessments. This includes data from teacher assessments, such as formative and summative assessments. Tracking and monitoring systems. These systems, such as SEMIS, track information about students, including attendance, behavior, and attainment. Attendance data. Tracking and monitoring student attendance can provide valuable insights into potential barriers to learning and engagement. Learner profiles. These profiles provide information about student strengths, weaknesses, and learning styles. By effectively utilizing these data sources, you can gain valuable insights into your students' learning and development, inform your teaching practices, and make data-driven decisions to improve outcomes.